stayed on Jesus. I said I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind. Oh, stayed on Jesus. A hallelujah. Well, I was singing and praying in my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Well, I was singing and praying with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. I said I was singing and praying with my mind. Oh, staying on Jesus. A hallelujah. We'll say it again. I was singing, praying with my mind. I stayed on Jesus. I was singing, praying with my mind. I stayed on Jesus. Said I was singing and praying with my mind. I stayed on Jesus. A hallelujah. Said I was walking and talking with my mind. A staying on Jesus. Said I was walking and talking with my mind. A staying on Jesus. Said I was walking and talking with my mind. Saying, oh, Jesus, a hallelujah. Said it ain't no harm to have your mind. Oh, saying, oh, Jesus, I said it ain't no harm to have your mind. Stand on Jesus. I said it ain't no harm to have your mind. Stand on Jesus. A hallelujah. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind. Oh, hallelujah. Staying on Jesus. I said I woke up this morning with my mind. It was staying on Jesus. I said I woke up this morning with my mind. It was staying on Jesus. A hallelujah. I was walking and talking with my mind. Staying on Jesus. I was walking and talking with my mind. Hallelujah. Staying on Jesus. I was walking and talking with my mind. Staying on Jesus. A hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. I woke up this morning. I stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. When I come into his presence, I humble myself. I lift up both of my hands and I begin to worship him. Hallelujah. I worship him when I come into his presence. Oh, when I come into his presence, I humble myself. I lift up over my hands and I begin to worship him. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord. I worship him for all he's done for me. Redeemed and set me free, and because he's God, when I come into his presence, I humble myself, remembering what he's done, the victory he's won. So I praise him. Yes. I praise him for all he's done for me. He redeemed and set me free. And because he's God. Hallelujah. When I come to his presence, I humble myself. I lift up over my hands and I begin to worship him. Hallelujah. I worship him for all he's done for me. He redeemed and set me free just because and because. And just because he's God, my God, 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 my God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's God all by himself. I don't need nobody else. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory to God. To God be all the glory for all the great things that he has done. And we say thank you so much because we love you, our master. And it's such a joy and a privilege to say that, Lord God. And we thank you because of who you are, because of who you are. Thank you for these wonderful women of God, your daughters, Lord, your children, Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. They heard you. They listened to you. They're obedient to you. And this call has been manifested because of the vision that you've given both of them. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for the woman of God, one of the co-founders, who is coming to bring us the word. And we know that it will be an enriched word, an encouraging word, a word that is going to encourage us, teach us, maybe change us, maybe correct us. But we know it's coming from the throne room. So we say thank you for that word that will not be interrupted in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we continue to lift up our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, we thank you for your peace, your strength, your joy, Lord God, your comfort that you give to the Wetherspoon family. And Father, thank you for artists, life, the Diaz de Leon family, because that's how many of us have come to be able to be part of this call. So God, you loved us so much. You gave us your best, your son Jesus. And because of him, we are redeemed, and we say so in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you again for this call. Thank you for our birthday girl, Lord. Thank you for the songbird who ushers us into your presence. And thank you, Lord God, for Minister Roslyn, who ushered us in this day. It's a glorious day. It's a wonderful day. And we say to God be all the glory. And again, happy birthday, Minister Tiffany, in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I will turn it over to our host. Host, are you there? To God be the glory. Are you there, victorious woman of God, our host?
Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can, Prayer General. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, my TMC family. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, seating and greeting everyone this morning. Again, happy birthday to our songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, out there in Southern California. And good morning to you, my TMC family. So good to hear you all on the call this morning. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're so excited that you joined us this morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will truly rejoice and be glad in it. Listen.
Okay. Good morning.
Are you there, Minister Cynthia? Okay.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Take it away.
My apologies.
No problem.
God is sorry, guys. This is something. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. Oh Lord, thank you, Minister Rosalind, for. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us this morning and starting off with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for this morning. God woke me up this morning. Oh, my God, God woke me up this morning with him on my mind. I thank you so much for that. And thank you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside in the Bronx, New York. God is good. Let me just share a little bit about this call this morning. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. October 2010, two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robertson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this on this journey with the Master's Call. We stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but to you I cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We also have a website that you can visit 24/7. It is themastercall.net, themasterscall.net, where all the messages has been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year of 2021 is with God, strategic, shifting, prophetic, and suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's on Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord and a part of our blessed ministry as a host, as a greeter, as a minister, Robert, as a host, as yours truly, or you would like to have a word from the Lord, you may also have a praise report or a prayer request. Please submit all your information on the info@themasterscall.net. And please submit all your information there. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Webster or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat. So on the second half, you can stay over and give it live. So that's important. Our phenomenal company, Artists International, which established by the Diaz de Leon family, is over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I would love to say and welcome anyone that comes 3 feet of you. You can share that information. The new morning motivation call here Monday through Friday. After the call, the team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the artist's wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005, the PIN number 294617 pounds. We also have a bypass number so that you will not be charged. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, you can call 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. You call that first and you will not be charged. Today is Monday, Inspirational Monday, and we will have our speaker today will be none other but our executive president, Candavia Moses, and our speaker will be Minister Brenda Terrell will be speaking on that call. So we ask everyone to, after this call, please join us. Please check your Facebook, your WhatsApp app, and your back office to keep in touch with what's going on. And matter of fact, we had some specials going on that we did this weekend. We had an awesome training with our co-founders of the call, Alejandro and his wife. We had that. So you guys, there is a special going on. So please check your back office and share that with each and everyone. And let me say happy birthday, Minister Tiffany. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Well, let me just share with you a little bit about this call. We do have one of our co-founders, and she's no stranger to this call, and she's always helping us to move forward and doing the fasting, and it has worked for me. Hallelujah. Let me just share a little bit about her. Dr. P.K. Roberts, our speaker this morning, indeed is called to proclaim of the Word of God. She was the first ambassador for the Artist Health and Wellness Company. She's the co-founder of this massive call. She loves her two adult children and adores her five grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic. However, she's preferred to be called Dr. PK. There's so much that we can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to read her bio on the Master Call website. Dr. PK, the floor is yours.
Honorable Cynthia Cox, good morning.
Good morning.
I am so thankful for you and your introduction of me this morning. God bless you real good. What can I say this morning about I woke up this morning with my mind? Stay on Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I am so, so excited. You all, let me tell you, I could absolutely fill the rest of this time with, oh, my goodness, just a day of celebration. That I think that's what I could say. This is just, I could just celebrate and thank God and testify. Oh, somebody ought to come on and testify. That would be me this morning. Minister Rosalind, you just really stirred me up as you came on, and I thank God because God is so, so very good to us and has blessed us so much, so phenomenally. And I am so grateful to you, Minister Robin, with your sweet voice as you come to greet us. Listen, everybody, my sister and our great leader over here, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is doing well and coming right along in this process as we are continuing to love up on her and let her know how much we are here with her. As we, we always be remembering Mother Josie. That, I mean, something happened on this weekend, and I just said, Lord, Mother Josie, I sure wish you were here. And so it's just a part of that process. It's a process, you guys. And so we thank God for that. And my Mississippi queen, that Brenda Terrell, she knows she can just rock this thing steady anytime she chooses to. I'm going to tell you all this weekend, God has just been, I want you to write this down. Yeah. March is miracle month. It's a month for you to look for a miracle each and every day, for real. The Clark sister says, I'm expecting a miracle. Well, I want you to know that today, I want you to, if you have not been doing so, I want you to start looking and expecting it for real. This weekend alone has just been mind-blowing for me. And from me interviewing with a team of prayer warriors, a genocide survivor, Sister Aline is just absolutely phenomenal. You all cannot miss her this Saturday as she's going to be on the World Online Prayer. And, oh, you all, her story is just, she is a walking, living testimony. At 5 years old, she saw her daddy chopped up and killed, and 90% of her family killed. It is a powerful, powerful story. And you will get a chance to see, hear her. I'm telling you, just phenomenal. And that was Saturday. Saturday, I also realized that I had a blessing that just didn't, with my business, that I just blew me away. Out of 14,000 people that came into an organization, they're going to announce that I'm number 10 in sponsoring. I didn't know, just blew me away. And still my jaw is still down and up and saying, how did that happen? And then last night we sort of ended it with me honoring seniors on the on my extreme business from the ages of 70 to 101. And it was just so, 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 so phenomenal. And now this morning, you all, we're celebrating some more, celebrating the birthday of our Miss Tiffany Lauderdale. And Rico Johnson, who is also in my extreme business, birthday is today, and I've already called and serenaded both of them. And I'm telling you, we have so much to thank God for, so, so much. And then for me to realize that I'm a real mother, for real, to a lot of people, who just stepping up to the plate saying, well, you're going to be my mama, and whether you like it or not, you better come on here. We love you. And I said, well, I love you all too. And I'm thanking God because it's not what I thought mothering would be. It's so much more. It's a blessing. And so at this time, Tiffany, because you always are serenading, we are going to be serenading to you. I brought on this morning Pastor Amber Roberts, who is going to serenade you right now. And then we are going to go on into celebrating even more. What? The International Women's Day. Why in the world would God allow this great woman to be born on this day to celebrate? But look at, that's a miracle all by itself, Miss Tiffany. Pastor Amber Roberts,
I'm here.
Please
Hello.
Sing. I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tiffany. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Happy birthday.
May the good Lord bless you, my sweetheart. We love you, Tiffany. You have been such a blessing to us. And the word from the Lord would be, hallelujah, the same word that God has given to you before, for real. Ask me a big thing, Tiffany, and believe me for that big thing, and watch that big thing come to fruition. God loves your faithfulness, and God is a God who rewards faithfulness. Somebody ought to say, I know she's right. Yes, he does. And we love you. God bless you. Have a super fantastic day. We love and appreciate you. All righty, here we go. Celebrating International Women's Day. Many of you don't even know that this day is one of the most important days of the whole year. And I'm going to take a moment, just a moment, to tell you why it is. We celebrate women's achievements on this day. We raise awareness about women's equality. We lobby for accelerated gender awareness here. And we fundraise for female-focused charities. International Women's History Day's theme this year is Choose to Challenge. Choose to Challenge. CTV. Choose to Challenge. A challenged world is an alert world. And from challenge comes change. And you all know we are in a world that is changing. And we need to understand it and understand it well. And this particular day had its first gathering in 1911. So I know some of you thought it just started yesterday, but it didn't. I'd like for you to go out and listen to CNN's what the women have learned throughout the world from this pandemic, and you will see just how connected we are and how this social media has connected us in a way that we never would have been connected if we had to march ourselves physically down any of these streets. A man marching through these airways is something else, I'm telling you. And then I'm going to share this and get into the word. Our colors that symbolizes the International Women's Day happen to be my color. Purple, uh-huh. Green for money, uh-huh, and white for purity. Yes, yes, purple signifies justice, dignity, and royalty. Green symbolizes hope, and, of course, white purifies purity. And we want all of you to take time today to let some woman know that she has made a positive difference in your life. Let her know that you love her and that without her, there would be no world at all. How about that? Now let's jump right over here into scripture reading for today. I think my sister is smiling over there. I know I did good. It's all right. Love you too. Ephesians 4:17-32. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm excited down to my toenails this morning, y'all. I am really, really happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The word here, God, you all, I want you all to know, is a word that has helped me with formulating the subject that I'm going to take 10 minutes here to talk to you about real quick, like, and it's not one that I will finish, but it's one that I would definitely start. I'm not starting a series, I'm just starting something. Don't know where it's going, I'm starting something. The subject is closing old doors to open new ones. Closing old doors to open new doors. Closing old doors. That's what I said. Pastor Carlton MacArthur, a young man and a pastor who has walked up into my heart, taken a seat, and I absolutely welcome him. He often says that I'm going from where God was, to where God is and where God is taking me. Sometimes we are so busy trying our best to stay where we used to be and where God was until we don't even recognize that the cheese has been moved. If you have not read that book, pick it up, Who Moved My Cheese? You better read that book and know that it is applicable in our lives today. Many people keep going back trying to open the doors of the church, and the doors keep slamming shut. Somebody comes up with COVID. Let me just tell you that on last night, Rico Johnson's uncle, his wife's uncle, who is also a pastor here in Holly Springs, Mississippi, preached yesterday, sat down in the church, put his head in the lock of his shoulders, went on to be with the Lord, just pressing to do things the way they have been done. Mm-hmm. But I want you to know that God is letting us know that it is time for us to recognize that indeed I am doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing in you, Tiffany Lauderdale. Know that this new thing in you is nothing resemblance to the thing that I have done in your life in the past. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm loving it already. I want you to know that as we read this scripture here in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 17th verse, Paul is referring to those who are unsaved, to those who have received Jesus in their lives and what their lives should look like. And the 17th verse, I'm reading in the Message Bible. You all know that I like common sense talk, and that this one is the best one for me. And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there be no going along with the crowd. If the crowd goes one way, you need to go the other way. The empty-headed, mindless crowd, you better know what's going on in your head today. They refused for so long to deal with God that they have lost touch not only with God, but with reality itself. Lord, help us. They can't think straight anymore, feeling no pain. They let themselves go in sexual obsession, addicted to every sort of perversion. Lord, I could stop right there and preach a message right there. When I saw that golden image rolled up in that hotel and folks throwing coins at the feet of the image of this man, I said, God, please, come here. Come here, Lord. Know that I'm not a part of that mess. Don't whip me, Lord. I promise you, God, I know that you are God Almighty, and there is no God other than you. God, you are sovereign God. Somebody said, holy is my God. Somebody come on up in here. Worship and magnify the one and only God. We need to hallow his name every day, all through the day. Let God know in the midst of all of this that we are going through, we acknowledge God being God. I had to just stop right there and just give God a little glory. I want him to be glorified in everything I do and everything I say. I don't want to get on the grind so hard, looking and pressing after money that I forget who God is. I don't want to be, let me go on down this road with this scripture. The 20th verse says, but that's no life for you, my children,
You learned Christ. You learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth, precisely as we have in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. There's no reason for anybody to be ignorant about anything these days, because Google University can take you to school anytime you want to go. Everything, and I do mean everything. You can even Google how to do brain surgery, and it'll show you step by step right out there in Google University. Everything connected with that old way of life just has to go. It's got to go. It's got to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it and then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life. Want you to close those old doors. Want you to close them. Close the old doors and come to a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself unto your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. That was a little song that we used to sing down here in Mississippi. There is something on the inside working on the outside that brought about a change in my life. Lord have mercy, my time is gone. Lord have mercy. I want you all to go on and read the rest of this chapter. Read the rest of it. It is so good. And the very last verse here, I'm going to say, make a clean break from all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle. Somebody say that word. One with another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ has forgiven you, because we are not perfect and we will make mistakes. My summary statement, you all, is this. Lord have mercy, that time went away quick. Honest self-reflection is the beginning of growth. Yes, growth is the beginning of healing. And inner healing is the foundation for life transformation. Transformation brings us back to the truth and freedom of personal wholeness. Wholeness attracts everything good, and wholeness is beauty, and wholeness is power. You all, I'm telling you today, God wants to close old doors and open up some new ones for you. Back to you, Minister Cynthia, so we can walk it on out by 7:30.
Thank you so much for that profound words. What do you say? God wants us to close
the old door
and open up new doors.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's a good one. God is good. Thank you for that profound word. After this, I will call you back to close us out in a benediction. We thank you so much. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we so thank you for your word. It's amazing how often we ask you. It feels like you are like us, speaking to us, straight to us right now. And hallelujah. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts for that profound word, closing old doors and open up new doors. I am doing a new thing in your life. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Dr. P.K. We want you to have overflow of blessing after blessing, that you won't have enough room to contain them. Hallelujah. We honor our two amazing co-founders this morning, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Rutherford, for keeping us focused on the word. Hallelujah. We pray, God, for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us. We pray for every staff member that help us to get our products to us every month. For Lord, we thank you for continuing to lift up every mother, Mother Eleanor, Mother Owens, Mother Scott, Mother Edith Cox, and give them the strength to move forward. We thank God for everyone joining us this morning here on the Mass Call, Lord. We thank you. You know, and more importantly, we want you to protect anyone in the health field right now, Lord. Touch them like never before. Touch their families, Lord. We pray for every bereavement family, especially prayer for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and her family, Lord. Comfort them cover them like never before, Lord. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm excited this morning. We want you to, this playback, please, I'm giving you the number for the playback for this powerful message that we must share. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. The New Morning Motivation call is right after this call, and we will be with Executive Candy Mo will be our speaker today, and Minister Brenda Terrell will be our speaker, and Minister Executive Candy Motors will be our speaker. Introducing Minister Brenda Terrell. In the meantime, that number you want to play back, that number live number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for reading us this morning and opening us up in prayer. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us in this morning. And thank you, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. God is an awesome God. I'm telling you, we need to recognize that he's doing a new thing in us. We must open the doors and allow him to walk in and us to walk through. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this place, glory be to God. We speak a special anointing over every life here, that we will all open our eyes so that we can see, unstop our ears so that we can hear and know that this is a new day for you to do a new thing in your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. I love you. God bless. Bye-bye.